第三节弟兄们唱，第四节大家一起唱。 Let's sing this hymn once more. 低头祷告。主啊，我们今天在这里一天过一天，你是我们的荣耀。到了有一天在荣耀里，我们知道你就是我们的奖赏。主，我们感谢你，因为我们追求的目的乃你自己，我侍奉的目的也是你自己。最后我们知道你就是我们的奖赏，你是我们的荣耀，你也是我们的冠冕。我们把感谢赞美都归给你。现在我们求你再安静我们的心。主，但愿我们聚精会神在你的脚前。主，但愿今天早晨因着你恩典我们身上工作，让我们不失去任何你话语的片段。主，求你降教会施恩。主，但愿把你心头的话借在这个机会里面不折不扣的倾倒在我们中间。主，听我们的祷告，愿荣耀都归给你，愿祝福归给我们，愿羞辱归给你的仇敌，靠主耶稣基督可爱你。
这是保罗的教会，他是鼓励亚波罗你去。
And therefore encourage Apollos to go.
那亚波罗怎样？
啊，发现 Apollos
机会来了。
Here comes the opportunity.
我就去
I go.
那我把整个都拿过来。
And therefore I over that church for myself.
亚波罗说不去。
Apollos say I will not go.
保罗劝他还不去。
Paul encouraged him to go, but he refused
to go. 儿女分门离类。
Because we avoid the schism among God's people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们读神的话语时候，
when you read God's word,
我们看见当初的教会，
we see the church in the early days,
怎样就是配搭做的时候，
everything they do it coordinately.
为什么原因呢？
Why?
因为他都是建立基督的。
Because they all are there to build up the body of Christ.
没有一个人建立自己的。
No one there was there to build their personal thing.
最后
Finally,
我要借五分钟。
Hear some people say,
不错，身体里头的是非是配搭的。
It's true, the body ministry is coordinated.
因为哥林多前书第十章里面，
because 1 Corinthians 12,
告诉我们说，我们是一个身子，许多的肢体。
And if we are one body, and the body has many members.
神就造出他的美意，把我们安排在这个身体里面。
And God, according to His wisdom, He arranged all those members in the body.
你在基督身体的里面是哪一个肢体？
Which member you are in the body, you are in the body of Christ?
不是你所拣选的。
It's not a matter of your choice.
是神安排的。
God arranged it.
神把你安排做哪一个肢体？
God arranged you to be a particular member.
你就做哪一个肢体？
You can do the work of that particular member.
实在在神的面前，肢体没有大小之别。
Strictly speaking, in body Christ, there is no big member or smaller member.
都是身体上肢。
We are all members of that body.
并且圣灵就照着他的旨意，把合适的恩赐赐给那个肢体。
And according to the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, He gives gifts according to each member.
这个你也不可以用求的。
You cannot seek for it.
因为圣灵照你是哪一个肢体。
Because Holy Spirit knows you are which member,
就把那个合适的恩赐赐给你。
And He gives you the appropriate grace.
如果你是手的话，
if your hand,
他把手的恩赐赐给你。
And He gives you the gift of the grace of the feet.
那你一天到晚上那里发。
And you call every day.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
今天我们以为说，
we assume,
这个恩赐要，
I want that gift.
那个恩赐我不要，
I don't want the other gift.
但是您知道，
But God knows.
他照着他的旨意，
And He gives you,
圣灵就把相应的恩赐给你。
He gives you by the Holy Spirit.
如果神要做手的话，
If God wants to be the hand,
他给你有哪的恩赐？
He gives you the grace, gift to do things.
所以恩赐是的也没有大小。
So gift, there's no big gift or small gift.
恩赐都是需要。
We all need all the gifts.
而这些的恩赐都要配搭起来。
And all the gifts must be also coordinated.
你不要以为说有了恩赐，
you assume once you have gifts,
你就能单独侍奉。
Then you can serve individually.
你就有了那个恩赐。
Even though you have the gift,
要成全你的恩赐。
If you want to fulfill your ministry,
啊，都得搭起来。
You need the coordination.
也许弟兄姊妹在那里看我的时候，
And some brothers and sisters, you look at our brother,
看见我一口好的牙齿。
As though he a mouthful of good teeth.
其实都是假。
They are all false teeth.
我记得我发芽的时候，
Our brother, remember when the dentist was pulling his teeth?
他把我上面的牙齿通通拔掉了。
He pulled all the upper teeth.
我底下齿还在那里。
And the lower teeth were still there.
那个我在教书。
Our brother, that moment he was a teacher.
我就到学校里去教书去了。
He went to school to teach.
我教英文。
And our brother was teaching English.
但是当我教书的时候
，So when he was teaching,
我觉得这个发音啊挺困难。
And he said he cannot pronounce words.
你知道我常常说话是用舌头发吗
？Our brother often speak with your tongue.
是的呢。
Isn't that true?
但是如果没有牙齿配合的话
，If you have not the cooperation, if you have the cooperation of your teeth,
你这个话也说不清楚了。
You cannot speak clearly.
感谢我的学生都没有笑我。
And thank God the students did not laugh.
他们背后。
They left behind my body.
所以两边都要配合的。
So if everything has to be cooperated.
弟兄们，我们在哪里吃饭呢？
We eat.
我们是吃饭人吃的事情啊。
If when you eat, you should eat.
牙齿在哪里嚼它？
You chew.
消化它。
Chew and digest.
舌头是说话。
Tongue is for speaking.
牙齿是吃饭。
Teeth are for eating.
把牙，你把舌头拿掉。
You take your tongue away.
看你怎么吃饭。
See how you eat.
你呢？你把这个东西到嘴里去了。
When you chew in your mouth,
你也要把它切断。
You need to chew and cut.
切断之后要到后面去把它磨一磨。
And you have to grind with your back teeth.
那么什么把你食物搬来搬去呢
？What is that organ that moves your food into your mouth around?
是你的舌头哪里帮忙的
？It is your tongue that's helping you to chew up.
如果没有舌头，你要口齿在哪里搬来搬去
？If there's no tongue, you have to use your finger to move your food around.
那么你咬你的舌头了
？And you bite your own finger.
不行的
，cannot be.
所以你要看见
，so you have to see.
所有肢体的部分都得配合。
All the members must coordinate.
否则的话没有办法。
Otherwise, there's service.
身体里头的声音实在是美丽呀。
The body service is indeed a beautiful picture.
实在都配合做事情。
It is coordinated service.
所以不要自以为一个人可以。
So do not think you alone is sufficient.
你必须要用弟兄姊妹一同
侍奉。You must serve with your brothers and sisters.
而侍奉的目的是为了建造基督。
And the purpose of service is for the upbuilding of the body.
那么又要歇几分钟。
I'm going to borrow a couple more minutes.
还有一件事。
One more thing.
你知道在以弗所第四章里面
In the book Ephesians 4
这里给我们看见有两种不同的知识
We see there are two ministries there
一种的知识就神赐给教会
One ministry is what God gives to the church
有使徒有先知有传福音的有牧师和教士
There is the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers
这一个知识
This ministry,
今天我们就叫他所谓工人了
We call them to the as workers
这个其实姑且叫他工人三个
For the moment we'll call workers
这一些是话语的知识
It's all for the ministry of the word
神把这些人赐给教会
God give thispeople the church
来成全圣徒
to equip the saints
当圣徒成全的时候
and when they are fully equipped
然后从身体里头就产生一个身体的侍奉
and then the body begins to be able to minister unto itself
这里告诉我们说就各尽己职
and everyone supplies
来完成这个身体的事
to share the ministry of the body
所以知识有两种
So service has two aspects.
一种我们称它身体的知识
What we call the body ministry.
乃是从身体里头产生出来
It comes from the body itself.
每一弟兄姊妹都有份
Every member has a share.
当我们属灵的生命长大的时候
As we go in the Lord.
我们可以侍奉了
Then we begin to serve.
还有一个侍奉
Another ministry.
所谓话的知识
We call the ministry of words.
所谓工人的工作
We call the work of the worker.
他们就做这个
They work on the church.
他们的目的就是叫这个圣徒能长大。
Their purpose is for the saints to grow.
叫圣徒能装培。
So the saints can be equipped.
所以他们就能得侍奉。
Then they can rise and serve.
圣经里从来没有叫这些所谓的个人来管理教会。
The scripture has no such instructions for the workers to control the church.
这些人是帮助教会的建立。
These people are simply to help equip the saints.
教会的建立，真正的建造乃是从教会里头求。
The real building of the church is within the church itself.
那么我们说了。
How we say,
在身体里头的侍奉是配搭的。
We say that the ministry within the body is a coordinated ministry.
那么这些工人的侍奉需要不需要配搭呢？
Is it for the workers among them to be coordinated?
是不是做所谓工人的就以单独侍奉了呢？
Is it true those who call themselves workers then do their individual work?
我看见也不能。
We see they cannot.
我已经讲过一点。
I share a little bit already.
我们看见当初使徒他们的侍奉是一同分。
We already mentioned that apostles their service was a coordinated service.
就是彼得，就是保罗、亚波罗也有相当的配搭。
Even Apollos there were coordination.
就是在这个所谓的工人的侍奉中也是有配搭。
Even among those who work there is also coordination.
我没有一个神的仆人那是有全备的恩赐。
Because not God.Servant has all the
教会大过神的仆人。
The gift bigger
the church is bigger than God.
Oh, church is bigger than God's servant.
所以我们看见教需要各方面的事来培养。
So we see church needs all kinds of gifts to help and equip.
不但这样
，more than that.
你看见所有那些所谓做工的人
，and all those who are so-called workers.
虽然他们的工作是坐在教会的身上
，even though their work is work on the church.
但是同时。
At the same time,
他们也是身体里头的一个肢。
They are also members of the body of Christ.
你知道今天有的神的仆人
today some of God's servants
没有根的。
There's no roots.
他们到处游行。
They are travelers.
在哪里侍奉？
And they serve.
感谢赞美神。
Praise God.
神借着他们来造就圣徒。
And God used them to his saints.
但他们自己与教会不很关系。
But they themselves are not related to the body of the church.
他们没有配搭在身体里面。
But they were not. They are fitting in into the body.
如果这样的话
，If that is the case,
你看见。就产生两种的结果。
It will create two consequences.
一种的结果，它就是光在那里游来游去。
One phenomenon will be there will be moving around.
但是它自己根本没有配搭，也没有交通。
They themselves lack fellowship and there is no coordination.
还有一个结果
，another consequence，
它就是建立。自己势力的范围
，and they establish their own territory.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
彼得，我看见他可以出去侍奉
，Peter can go and serve，
但他回到耶路撒冷
，he returned again to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷，他是一个弟兄
，in Jerusalem he was one of the brothers.
保罗，他可以出去侍奉。
Paul can go out and serve.
他回到安提亚
and he returned to Antioch.
在亚细亚，安提亚，他是一个弟兄。
And Antioch, he was one of the brothers.
我们侍奉神的所谓的工人。
And we those who consider ourselves.
我们也不能脱离教会。
We cannot be unrelated to the church.
我们建造教会。
We build the church.
我们也不能脱离教会。
We build the church, but we not be unrelated to the church.
所以你如果读神的话语
，If you read God's word,
你看见所有圣经头的事情
，All the services in God's word
都是配搭事情
，They are all coordinated services.
都是在身体里面
，All within the body of Christ.
都是与神的殿发生关系
，And all related to the house of God.
这里是神
，This kind of service
是神所喜悦
，God is pleasing in His sight.
低头祷告
，Let's pray.
我们的主，我们实在感谢赞美你，因为你把一个心愿放在我们里面，要我们去侍奉你。
Amen.
我们主，虽然我们承认我们是何等的不配，但是我们赞美你，因为呼召了我们。
Amen.
我们的主啊，我们要把自己献给你。
Yes.
我们求你在我们身上做更深的工作。
Amen.
叫我们成为一个合用的器皿。
Amen.
但是我们的主啊，也求你开启我们的心眼，叫我们不至于做一个单独侍奉的人，
yeah.
做一个脱变而侍奉的人。主啊，求你叫我们所有侍奉的人都能配搭起来。
Amen.
好，叫你的身体真正能被建造。
Amen.
好，叫你的国度能早地降临。听我们祷告，
yeah.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
我的爱是分你自己我是爱你 们再唱一遍，第一节请大家一起唱，第二节姊妹们唱，第三节弟兄们唱，第四节大家一起唱。 Let's sing this hymn once more。
我的罗的
在荣耀里，我们知道你就是我们的基督。主，我们感谢你，因为我们追求的目的乃是你自己，我们侍奉的目的也是你自己。最后我们知道你就是我们的奖赏，你是我们的荣耀，你也是我们的观点。我们把感谢赞美都归给你。现在我们求你再一次安静我们的心，主，但愿我们聚精会神在你的脚前。主，但愿今天早晨因着你恩典在我们身上工作，让我们不失去任何话语的片段。主，求你向教会施恩。主，但愿把你心头的话也在这个机会里面不折不扣的倾倒在我们中间。主，听我们的祷告，愿荣耀都给你，愿祝福给我们，用羞辱归给你的仇敌。靠耶稣基督可爱的名。